Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. The music is just starting to fade, but she's still dancing here. And she was dancing before the music started today.
Sure.
Not exactly sure how to explain this phenomenon.
She has music in her head.
That's right. So that's good. We're happy people.
You know, psychiatrists have a definition for that, but we won't go into that today.
Well, that's voices in your head. And then it's always a matter of what do the voices tell you to do, you know?
And whether you listen or not.
That's right. If the voices are saying things, you know, like, join Longevity Medical Clinic, you should listen to them.
Well,
those are wise voices.
I've been there 10 years, Jerry, so I don't know what the voices are telling me, but hey. Actually, let me tell you what I really do. So it's neat. I read this recently, and I thought, boy, that's a great way of describing it. It's non-exercise activity thermogenesis.
Ooh, a great way to get skinny.
That's exactly right.
Okay, you got to explain
it. Burning calories without even exercising.
And how do you do that?
By being neat. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Okay. Just be active.
Yeah. Oh, be active.
That's all it is.
Stand here and
golf.
Dance. No. What? Dance in place. Oh, wiggle. Okay. Jiggle.
Okay.
But also all activities.
Yes.
All in fairness. It's actually all activities. So
I'm when trying to get him to stay at work instead of go play golf.
Well,
give me a hand here?
No. He can go play golf. I want him to go play golf.
Thank
He's
you.
Good.
I
yeah.
know I like
I want
you.
Him to work.
I want
He's
him
supposed
to
schmooze sponsors.
I golfed again yesterday. I try to golf on Fridays.
Well, that's what he does when he's golfing. Didn't
and
you know
I took
that?
At least a dozen calls. All business. All making us money.
Did you hold up the people
behind
you? In
fact, I have
you?
This reputation. Oh, here's Pete. He needs to bring a secretary with him. I'm serious. Anyway, but I walk tons now and what have you. And thanks to Dan Nelson, by the way, I sent him an email last night. I have golfed two or three times since he did my knee a couple, 3 weeks ago. I'm not kidding you, Jerry. There is not an ounce of pain in that. And I thought I was going to have trouble the rest of my life. Well, I knew he could maybe try stem cell or what have you. Eventually we'd work on it. But man, I'm telling you, it is so nice to be out of pain. Ooh.
Yes.
Anyway,
it is nice to be out of pain.
I keep you busy.
Good. I'm just wondering how he measures pain in ounces. Not 1 ounce of pain.
Well, okay. One smidgen. You know, I'm a little confused because I had the worst dream last night. I dreamed that there was a pandemic and that it was getting worse. And it was a real nightmare. I had a hard time. Anyway, what the heck? By the way, for all the new listeners who think we have issues emotionally here.
We do.
I ought to explain. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder of and chief medical officer for Longevity Medical Clinic, and the assistant medical director, Dr. Samara Umat. And together we take calls for 4 hours, 2 hours, 8 to 10, right here on 770 KTTH, and then another 2 hours from 10 to noon on another station. You can find us by going to our website at lmclinic.com. Push the podcast button, and all of our 4 hours are listed there. But in the meantime, we are live call-in radio. You can call in at any time. The number is 800-465-8770. I'll give that again in a minute, but the point is we take live calls, we answer your questions, your issues, but I knew immediately with all the press about the increase in COVID-19 cases that we had to talk about it to start the program, so let's do that.
Okay. When this whole thing started, the first big outbreaks were in nursing homes, and the average age was about 87 years old, and they were dying like flies. In fact, I thought, interesting statistic, 0.6% of America lives in a nursing home. So 0.6% of us, 6 in 1,000, live in a nursing home. But they accounted for 40% of the deaths nationwide. And 50% of the deaths in New York City, because their brain dead governor sent people with active COVID infections back to the nursing home to recover.
Wonderful.
About the dumbest thing I can think of. You know, old fragile folks are dangerous, so let's send all the COVID patients back to the nursing home to recover. God, that man's stupid. Anyway.
Well, that was only one example of stupidity, but we won't go there now.
That's right.
Go ahead.
But anyway, so 0.6% of our population accounts for 40% of our deaths. Now, we have either killed off all of our old folks or that are susceptible, or we are doing a better job of protecting them. Because in this latest big flare-up that we're now having in some of the states like Texas and Florida and Arizona, the average age of people infected is about 30.
That's an amazing shift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a huge shift.
And it's the kids. It's the young folks. You know, we're getting people in their early 20s and a few into their mid, but the median age is, depending on the state and the city, is ranging from the upper 20s to the lower 30s. So about 30 on an average. Now, these kids have almost no risk of dying. Unless they have serious problems. If they're morbidly obese, you know, we had a 16-year-old die recently who I about fell over when the press said, and it was a perfectly healthy 16-year-old boy that caught the disease, and in 48 hours he was dead. Well, no, this purportedly perfectly healthy 16-year-old boy was a morbidly obese, type 1, poorly controlled diabetic.
Oh, my, yeah.
You know, he was already killing his kidneys and his brain and his heart, and then he caught COVID.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's all right. I'd like to educate the reporter on what perfectly healthy means. You know. Anyway, what's going on is basically we shut down all the young people, all the single young people that are in their prime dating, mating years. And we told them, stay away from everybody for the last 3 months. And all of a sudden, the bars are open. And all these 20-somethings are rushing to the bar. They're desperate to be near somebody of the opposite gender or the same gender, but whatever their preference is, they're desperate to be near somebody. And, yeah, they're sharing everything, including COVID.
Yeah, and the weather changed, and it's warmer outside, and they want to go out. They want to go to the bars. They want to hang out with people. Schools closed. Universities are done. Courses are all done. So everybody's out and about. But, yes, you're absolutely right that in this age group, they are not going to have any serious or long-lasting complications from this infection. Yeah. They will recover completely.
So let's share the latest numbers. All right. The death rate, if you get infected, and this is for the general population, so young, old, everybody in between.
All right.
Okay. 0.26%. That means over the general population, if you get infected, you have one chance in 400 of dying. So one person in 400. If you are under 50, which is what most of these infections are, these are people in their 20s and 30s. If you're under 50, it's one chance in 10,000.
Wow.
Of dying from the disease.
Wow. Right. Very, very small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so these kids in their 20s and early 30s, it's probably one chance in 30,000.
So if they hear this information, they're going to say,
yeah,
we're going out again.
Yeah. Darn right. Okay. If you're over 80, mm-hmm. it's 1 in 14. Mm-hmm. And if you're over 90, it's 1 in 6. So again, old, fragile, immunosuppressed people do need to be protected.
Yep.
You know, if you're a diabetic, if you're morbidly obese, if you are just old and fragile,
diabetic,
stay away, you know. But yeah, diabetes is a biggie, you know. If you're obese, if you have a BMI of 30 and above, which unfortunately is a big proportion of our population over 50, you are 6 times as likely to have a serious complication than someone that has a BMI in the 20s. Okay. And, if you are a diabetic who is all overweight, if you're a diabetic with a pot belly, okay, you are 12 times more likely to get a serious complication than someone that is not a diabetic and has a flat belly. So, you know, weight matters. Glucose metabolism matters, heart disease matters, kidney disease matters, and then just age, because as we get older, our immune system is less and less competent. You know? And so you can ameliorate that to some extent by staying lean and strong and, you know, let us do our thing for you. Nevertheless, you know, Dr. Mixon at 72 is still at more risk than Dr. Mixon at 22 would have been. I mean, that's just the real world. So
interesting. Well, there you have it. So what do you predict? How bad is it going to get?
Well, I think the governors in Arizona and Texas have the right step for the moment, which is shut the bars. Tell the kids, sorry. Now, they're still flocking to the beaches. I mean, right here in Kirkland, my 8-year-old daughter went to the Houghton Beach Park yesterday afternoon, and it was totally packed. You know, it just had kids everywhere. You know, kids, anybody mid-20s and down.
Well, it was a beautiful day.
Beautiful day, and teenagers were everywhere, and nobody had a mask.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was nobody, not even me. My mask was in my pocket, but then again, I was sitting on the bench with my wife, you know, socially distanced by 20 feet from everybody, and just watching our daughter dig in the sand. Yeah, it's the weather's nice and people are close together. That's just, it's going to happen.
Okay.
But it's not a crisis at this point, as long as those young people that are driving the numbers up don't go give grandma a hug. But when they go visit grandma and they bring in the older relatives for the 4th of July holiday here shortly.
That's right.
That's when we get in trouble.
Okay, now I remember some people saying that if you are asymptomatic, in other words, you have no symptoms, you have the virus, but you have no symptoms, that it is virtually impossible to give it to grandma or to anybody else.
We don't really know.
Okay,
we don't really know. You know, I mean, 2.5-3 months ago, the dogma was the asymptomatic spreaders. They're the ones that are going to kill us all because they don't have any symptoms and they're going to spread it. Then it's now gone the opposite direction. They're saying, well, you know what? If you don't have any symptoms, it means you don't have much of a viral load. And if you don't have much of a viral load, the chances of you spreading it are very low.
And if you're not hacking and sneezing and coughing, you're not spreading it as much.
Right. And so, you know, the World Health Organization Monday before last came out and said it is very rare that an asymptomatic person will spread it. Well, then there was some pushback. They said, wait a minute, you told us it was serious. And they said, it's not very rare, it's just rare. I'm not quite sure what to do with that distinction.
It was the World Health Organization that said that. Now it's coming back.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
It was. Yeah.
So, you know, so in the real world, if someone has no symptoms, we don't do a test on them. We don't know if they're infected or not, right? So you meet somebody on the street and they feel perfectly fine and they just finished a 3-mile run and they're in great health, you think. If they've actually got the virus, how do you know if they got the virus or not? So then if you come down with a virus, how do we know where you got it from?
Yeah.
We have no idea
what
spreading is from people that have no symptoms.
Did you hear recently that they tested some of the football teams and the Clemson team had 23 players that tested positive?
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I can guarantee they were partying together with a sorority somewhere down the block, and that sorority has got 27 people.
That's right. Well, you know, I love going to Hawaii, and the governor has a 2-week quarantine if you go to Hawaii prior to July 31.
Which makes it tough if you've got a 1-week trip.
Now he says, starting August 1, you can come to Hawaii, but you have to bring proof that you've been tested within 72 hours and that you're negative. Mm. So you can come as long as you've got your slip of paper saying that you're free.
Mm-hmm. So. Interesting.
Here's your problem. It takes more than 72 hours to get the report back.
They're doing them faster and faster now, though, Jerry. Yeah. So if you're in a bind, you can get
really?
It.
You can't get them real fast.
You can. You can.
Yeah. It's tougher.
Yeah. It's harder, but they're making it easier now. Because remember, in the beginning, it was taking a long time, and they didn't know if patients were positive or not, so they were using up valuable resources. But now testing has improved, so they are getting to the stage where they are trying to get results back within or less than 72 hours.
So let's see. You want to go to Hawaii. You buy your airline ticket.
Yeah.
You make your hotel reservations.
Tell me about this. I've canceled 2 trips to Hawaii since this thing has happened.
And within 72 hours of arriving in Hawaii, which means you got a 6-hour flight, okay, so within
a day or so,
you got to run in.
Get the test done.
Get that swab up your nose. Yes. Send it to the lab. Get the report back from your doctor. Have your doctor tell you about the report, and then get on the airplane.
Well, see, but what I didn't know what is the reason for testing an asymptomatic person? So if you're perfectly healthy and you want to go to Hawaii, what are you going to say? I need to show this to the governor of Hawaii. That's why I need to get the test done? I don't know if they're doing it for
that
reason.
This came up for me because Pat Boone called me and invited Vicki and me to his home on the Big Island. And he wanted us to come in the middle of July.
You notice we didn't get invited.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now, anyway. And he didn't know at the, this was a week ago. He didn't know that if he went, because he just had a home there for like 40 years, he didn't know that he would be quarantined for 2 weeks. And so obviously we've delayed that. But this is think of the damage of the businesses in Hawaii, which I think is 85%.
But they've contained the virus. That's what they've done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Successfully.
Yes. Yes, they have.
Yeah.
But, wow. What pain all over the country.
Mm-hmm. All over the
country. Business pain.
Yes.
I think we're going to have an absolute record-breaking number of bankruptcies that we have never experienced before.
Yep.
It's a sad day. Thankfully, things are doing great at Longevity. Holy moly. And that's because people are realizing there's never been a better time
to get strong and healthy.
Serious about your health, your immune system. Holy cow. Hey, we'll be back. I'll tell you about the free health analysis appointments in a minute. In the meantime, we got 3 lines open. Stephanie will be up first from Marysville with a question about cancer profile testing. In the meantime, you call with your questions at 800-465-8770, 1-800-465-8770. And Jerry, a friend of mine, Ron Lewis, just texted me personally and said, yes, Pete, bring your secretary the next time we golf. So, anyway, I'll consider it. Don't go far. Hey, just heard about Dr. Dan Nelson, and you can call his office if you're struggling with pain like I have on a number of occasions. My neck, my low back, and most recently, my right knee. Wow. Wow. He's just a magician, and it's just so cool that we can refer to him. His number, if you're struggling with pain, at least let him figure out what the problem is. 425-823-4000. And he's going to be here at 9:15 today. Last week, we teased the fact that, well, actually, I had a friend that called me, what is arthritis? Asked the question, would we deal with that? What is arthritis? How do you get it? How do you deal with it? What is it? And I said, well, that would be a good question for Dan Nelson because he deals with it practically every day of his life. And so he's calling in at 9:15. We're going to ask him that question. In the meantime, we got two lines open at 800-465-8770. Let's go to Marysville and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome.
Hello, Stephanie.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Hey, I'm looking at a brochure from a Dr. E.K. Shandell.
Shandell, yeah, down in Hollywood, Florida.
Yes. They say that they have this cancer profile, which is not psych or organ specific, but it will detect metabolic changes leading to or indicating cancer. Is this genuine, or is it too good to be true?
It's true. It's almost worthless for most people.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, here's what it is, okay? He's doing a series of tests, okay? He's checking your human gonadotropin, your chorioembryonic antigen. He's checking your PHI, which is a phosphohexose isomerase. And all of these are enzymes that are elevated in a wide variety of tumors, okay? 80% of cancers will give you an elevated HCG, for instance.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter whether it's lung cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer, you know, 80% of tumors will give you an elevated HCG. Okay. The CEA is primarily with things like ovarian cancers, but also some liver cancers and testicular cancers, yada, yada, yada. So people that have two of these enzymes significantly elevated are at higher risk of having a tumor hiding somewhere, but you have absolutely no idea where. All right.
Right.
And so it is, I suspect on their brochure somewhere, if you read the fine print, it says, this is not standard of care and this is not approved by your insurance.
Well, you kind of figure that out because it's never offered or even mentioned by anyone.
Yeah, well, and that's why. Yeah, Medicare won't pay for it. No insurance will pay for it because it is not considered standard. Now, if you're worried, you know, you just say, hey, I'm worried I might have a cancer. You can do the panel and it'll tell you all your stuff is low. So probably you don't have a cancer anywhere or it is elevated and you might have a cancer somewhere, but it doesn't tell us what kind of cancer or where.
I'm wondering how expensive the test is.
It shouldn't be expensive.
Conveniently, that's not mentioned anywhere on this brochure.
Yeah. The kits to do these three, I looked at this a while back just as an item of interest. To buy the kits for our lab to do those three tests, we already have the stuff for one of them. The other two we can run. It would cost me about $400 to buy the kits to do them all. The kits would let me do 90 people.
Okay.
But you got to run them all at the same time. So if I had, so if I had 90 people that all wanted this test on the same day, yeah, I could run them dirt cheap.
Yeah.
But it would cost me $400 in kits if only one person wanted to do it. My cost would be $400 plus the cost of the equipment and the staff.
Yeah.
Right. If he's advertising this throughout the country. So his cost of running the test might be, you know, $30 and he charges $800 and he's doing real good. but I don't know.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it really can detect a cancer somewhere, but it won't tell me where.
It gives you the probability. Yeah. Okay. And again, it doesn't say, yes, you have one. It says you have a high probability of having a tumor hiding somewhere in your body. But it tells me no hint as to what tumor or where or how bad it is.
So then I would just go to my primary care physician and present this report.
Yeah.
And
he'd say, how do you feel? What symptoms are you having? And if you're having no symptoms and you're feeling fine, where does he start looking?
Right. Yeah. You know,
the reality is I've got more tests than you've got blood or money. I mean, that's the real world. You can't test everything. You need something to narrow it down.
You know? Well, the scary thing is when you see like Alex Trebek suddenly, you know, presents with pancreatic cancer, and apparently he had no clue.
No, so, and pancreatic cancer is a notorious bad actor. The good Lord put the pancreas way at the back of the belly, under everything. He hid it, because anytime we mess with the pancreas, we get in trouble. And when it gets cancer, it tends to spread and be fairly badly advanced before we recognize you got a problem. And that's what happened to Mr. Trebek.
My brother, he only made it 6 weeks after they discovered it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a cancer that is famous for, you know, for, but again, we can do a total body MRI, I guess, you know, if you have no metal anywhere in your body. And that will be $umpteen thousand just looking to see if we see anything hiding anywhere. You know, you then do your colonoscopy and your upper GI studies. You do your pap smears. If you're doing all the standard sorts of testing and you're not having symptoms, it's not a real good test to do. If you're having symptoms, you know, you've got a high risk of bad family history, and you're just feeling bad, or you're losing weight for unexplained reasons, or you've got some reason to think you might have a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a reasonable check to do.
Right.
But then you've still got to start on the test to find out
where
is the primary and what's causing it.
And you may or may not find it once you start looking.
And then if you have that symptomatic anyways, then your medical provider will do it under your insurance umbrella. So, you know, you can go that route to find it.
So, yeah.
Well,
so,
this
so,
was given
anyway.
To me by a woman who had breast cancer. So she's going to use it to see if she has any markers for breast cancer. So I can see that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's like my mother was doing great until Christmas last year. And she was having no symptoms, no problems, no nothing. Driving home from the store, she got lost 2 blocks from home. And couldn't figure out how to start her car. And, you know, we sent her in and got her worked up. She had 5 tumors in her brain.
Wow.
Now, that pattern is not primarily a brain cancer. She had a cancer spread from somewhere else, but we had no idea where. And so we sent her in. The oncologist, we did all the tumor markers. We were looking for, couldn't find it. There was nothing that we could find. The only thing they could offer us was a brain biopsy, because if we found the tumor in her brain and we took a piece of it, maybe that would give us a clue to where it came from.
Right.
And she opted not to do that. She said, look, if it's already spread everywhere and I've got 5 lesions in my brain, what are you going to do? I'm 90 years old. You put me to bed for a few weeks to recover from this, I'll never get up. So she opted to do nothing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and she died in April 21st. So she had, you know, 4 months, and we just decided to not get aggressive. But sometimes you get surprised with tumors. We thought the day before Christmas she was doing great. The day after Christmas she was suddenly sick.
Wow.
You know,
you
stuff happens.
You've spoken of your mom repeatedly, Dr. Nixon, and I admire your admiration for her. It's really very touching to hear.
Yeah, my mom was a remarkable person, though. She she lived a very unconventional, but a joy-filled, robust life. And her biggest complaint, actually, was while she was waiting for the tumors to kill her. And she sat there, and, you know, she was now in a adult care facility, and I saw her every day, sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. And she'd be sitting there, and she said, you know, this waiting to die is boring. This is horse's patoot. And that was her biggest complaint. She was bored with the dying process. She just wanted to get it over with.
So. Stephanie, appreciate the call, Stephanie. Thank you. That opens a line at 800-465-8770. You call. We'll get to you. When we come back, we'll be talking with Anthony from Tacoma, Susie from Bellevue, and you, because you're going to call with your question at 800-465-8770. Just late yesterday, I got an email from Bia. You all know who our sweet Bia is. And I will give you the numbers for how many of our free health analysis appointments we have left in July. There ain't many, but we'll tell you what they are.
I like your description of Bia, sweet. Where she jumps up and down and waves her arms and makes up new English words on a regular basis.
She's from Brazil. She is unique. But we love her desperately. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I've got Dr. Samira Umat with me. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon with me. We're taking calls. Now, with that in mind, I told you Bia emailed yesterday. She sends out a little report every couple of days to let us know the status of how many health analysis appointments we have available because they're in demand. That's a good thing. They're free. You get the
two free tests.
Huh?
That's another good thing. Free.
Well, that's right.
Free and all you can eat are the two best advertising hooks in the world,
all
you know.
Can
so.
Eat. Okay. I remember going to a buffet. This was like 5-10 years ago, one of those all-you-can-eat buffets. And this very, very, very large woman was there. We went in with our grandkids early evening. And there was this huge woman all by herself eating very daintily. And the wait person said, well, yeah, she's been there for 5 hours. Eating daintily for 5 hours.
Well, why not?
There are issues there. Okay, the free health analysis appointments. These are through July 24th. We have 11 available in Kirkland. We have 15 available in Tacoma and 14 available in Linwood. And so all you need to do, if you want one of those, you just simply go to our website, lmclinic.com. And push on the button, you can't miss it, health analysis appointments, and schedule your own. 95% of our appointments are made online by you. You do it yourself. You just go, you see the schedule and the clinic you choose, Tacoma, Linwood, or Kirkland, and you select the appointment that you want. Many of you select two because you come with your spouse or a mate. So you can do that. And it's just that easy. Obviously, the only way we can do it is on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you don't go today, if you go tomorrow, there'll be fewer to choose from. But, hey, that's your call. What is, is. So we encourage you. Real quickly, why should I'm going to ask you again. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go into a long explanation. But what's the rationale for these two tests, basically?
You
the
know,
two free tests that we make.
What comes to mind is what the previous question was about screening.
Yeah.
It's how do I find out if I have something going on that nobody else has picked up yet?
That's right.
It's prevention. It's all about picking up things before you have a clinical diagnosis to prevent. And she was talking about a blood panel to pick up cancer, which is a screening test. Well, you want to pick up screening tests for several different things that will ultimately impact on how you age or how you get old, and they can impact on your quality of life. And that, to me, living well is more important to me, and to find out what you can do to improve that, or if there are markers that are already suggesting that you're not aging as well as you could. Remember, there's a lot of years left in your life after 50. There's half of it still left there. Don't leave it on the table. Figure out what you can do to make those years count and to be the best years of your life.
Jerry, prevention normally doesn't sell well, does it?
No, it really doesn't. People will pay almost anything to fix a problem after it's occurred.
That's right. That's right.
But almost nothing to prevent the problem in the first place, which just drives me crazy because it's so much easier to prevent the problem than it is to fix it.
For example, dementia. I've heard you say you can lower your risk
yes.
of getting dementia.
We can cut your risk of getting demented by 80%.
That is absolutely a freaky statistic.
It is. And, it, you know, it's... If you excuse the pun, it's mind-boggling.
Very clever of you.
Yes, but very few people are willing to do the things necessary to prevent themselves from getting. Now, once they're demented, well, it doesn't matter anymore. They don't know they're sick anyway.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
But your husband or your wife and your kids and everybody around you
is
really stressed by your decline.
Yeah. Let's talk about that just for a second, because I've heard you talk about this and the science proves it out. If people think they're starting to lose it,
they probably
maybe why they walked into a room, why did they go to the grocery store, those types of things, names and memories that just they can't. That means
you're starting to lose cognition. Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, we peak our brain function in our mid 30s. That's as good as we're going to get. The trick from there is how much can you maintain?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was in medical school, 40 some years ago, nearly 45 years ago, we were taught that your brain formed, you know, and by the time you were two, it was all developed and everything was downhill from there. We now know you can grow new brain tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Even in your 80s, there are some areas of the brain, especially those areas in the hypothalamus that are connected to memory, you can actually get new growth of tissue and enlarge that portion of the brain again. So, there are some things we can do, and the earlier we catch it, the more successful we can be at regaining and maintaining memory function.
So prevention.
So when you first find yourself going downhill, because we know that if you're 40 and you don't have a problem, we are not going to convince you to do anything about it. It's just people, that's the way people are made. They're going to ignore it. But when you first notice that you're having problems, don't go into denial. If you walk in a room and say, what did I come in here for? Or you go to the grocery store and you say, I know I was supposed to buy three things. I know two of them. What was the third one? Those are signs that your cognitive capacity is slipping. You're not demented. You have what we refer to as age-related cognitive decline. It is, quote, normal. As you age, your cognitive abilities do go down, and they go down, if you're healthy, at a predictable rate. Some people go down faster than others, and some people go down very fast and end up demented. But age-related cognitive decline can be reversed. And the earlier you do it, when you have the most minor issues, is when we get the best results.
And if you delay,
it's only going to get worse.
Well, it's only going to get worse, but then often people, the studies show that they step into denial.
Yeah, they do. In fact, it's one of the classic, and it is now well established, that in early dementia, in early Alzheimer's disease, people lose the capacity to evaluate their own ability.
Yes.
One of the first things you lose is the ability to know that you're going downhill. And it is very, very common. In fact, it's usual that people in early Alzheimer's will blame everyone around them. I'm not crazy. There's nothing wrong with me. Why are you accusing me? And they mean it. Mm-hmm. They honestly have lost the ability to recognize that they're going downhill. Mm-hmm. At that point, it's almost impossible to fix them. Not that we couldn't, but that they won't cooperate. Because they don't believe they've got a problem.
Won't comply.
And if they won't comply and do what they need to do, you can't help them.
Mm. Anyway, prevention, you've often said we no longer have, this is just prevention is obviously so important.
But you know, what we've talked about is just memory. But if that's happening in the brain, think about what else is going on in the rest of the body.
Yes.
That's also part of prevention.
Yeah, because things people don't seem to really get the idea is that what's good for the brain is good for the heart.
Yeah.
And what's good for the heart is good for the brain.
Exactly.
If your heart is going downhill, for instance, if you're having cardiac disease, you're probably also having brain disease.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah. If you have poor gums, you are likely to have cardiovascular disease. If you have heart disease, you are likely to have brain disease.
If you have brain disease, you're probably developing kidney disease.
Yeah.
It's one body. And any signs of failure in any major organ is a sign of failure in all the major organs.
So for those of you out there that are smart enough and disciplined enough, maybe you're going to confess right now. You can just do it privately right where you are. Just say, okay, I'm a procrastinator. You've procrastinated. Okay, deal with it. If you don't measure, you don't know. You've heard both of these doctors, obviously, especially Jerry here, say that 500 times if you're a regular listener. So let us help you measure so you understand what some of your basic health risks are. You want to know what they are because you can do something. Almost always, you can do something. So that's why we do the free health analysis appointment with the two free tests, the blood test, and then, of course, the special in-body test. Fascinating process. It really can give you the information you need to determine, ooh, I didn't know that. This is what you can do, or this, or this, or that. Very exciting. 11 appointments at our Kirkland through July 24th. 15 appointments available through July 31st in Tacoma. And 14 available in Linwood through the middle of July. So those are there. Go grab one. They're free. The two tests are free. And we give you $100 of free longevity supplements. I mean, wow. Go to lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Push on the little tab. It simply says free health analysis appointments. And you can schedule your own right now. Now, if for some reason about 5, 6, 7% of you do not have a computer, so you can't do it, well, you can call the office, too, at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. But for the rest of you, I would go right now, even during the break. It's so easy to do, you might not even miss much of the show. Go to lmclinic.com. When we come back, Tacoma, we're going to talk about your thyroids. It's 10 minutes to 9. I told you guys I wasn't going to bring it up, but I am. Because it affects longevity. I just was telling off the record. In fact, I said, we don't need to talk about this on the radio, but baloney. Since getting better, since becoming a patient on longevity, and especially since getting on the anti-inflammatory lifestyle diet and various supplements.
Which does not include baloney.
Well, yeah.
Processed meat increased the risk of colon cancer.
I still have very positive memories about bologna. I loved bologna.
Fried bologna and cheese sandwiches were wonderful.
Okay, anyway.
No idea.
But here I wanted to say, I have some very good friends now, and I really didn't throughout my working career, my life. I didn't have close friends. Lots of quote unquote friends, we knew each other and what have you, but close friends. Well, for the last number of years, I've got some really good friends. Like the guy that just razzed me online here said, yeah, bring a secretary the next time we golf. Leroy, Ron, John. I mean, these guys, I just love them. It makes a huge difference. And you said,
quality of life and longevity. That is the secret to your longevity. It not only have you just improved your quality of life because you're out there enjoying other people's company,
right.
You're engaging, you're learning, you're keeping the neurons fired, and you are living life instead of just letting
But
life.
You're saying it's the healthy thing to do.
It's the healthy, because that's the secret to your longevity. Study after study, the famous Harvard study has shown it so many times. Whichever way you slice it, no matter how many TED Talks you listen to, the secret is happiness, your social interactions, and you only want to do that if you're healthy. They're so connected. Yeah. I mean, who wants to socialize when you're sick?
Yeah.
You can't.
You don't have the emotional energy to
you
get out and do things.
Yes.
That's true.
The other thing, though, that I should have mentioned to you is your belly is shrinking.
Yeah.
I see your belly is getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
It's
and
the golf.
Like
it's the golf.
That's right. Yeah. I better golf 3 times a week.
Okay. No. Oh, okay. But take the battery out of the golf cart and you push and let the other guys ride.
Okay. The bottom line, though, thank you for mentioning that. I've lost 18 pounds in the last, since the pandemic, which is weird because I understand most people are gaining weight, but I've just decided that this is nonsense. Anyway, with plenty of pounds to go, don't we know? But I'm just saying life is very sweet, and you're saying with friends, with socializing, you live longer. It's just a reality. And if you're not feeling well, it's hard to socialize.
Well, and if you're sick, if you're not in robust, good health, you don't go out and make the friends.
Right, right.
The attitude is down.
Yeah, your mental attitude.
You got to have the emotional, and emotional energy goes with physical energy.
Right.
Okay. If you're tired, all you want to do is go home and sit. If you feel energetic physically, you will be more energetic emotionally. And that's when you get out and you make the contacts and you develop the friendships.
So here's the deal. It's another reason to make one of the free health analysis appointments. I'm sorry if that sounds so self-serving. It is. We admit it.
It's supposed to be.
But it's also true.
Yes.
So deal with the truth rather than the fact that you're going to make us happy from a business point of view. Yes, you are. But we're helping you.
Yeah.
And this is why you hear all these testimonies on our radio show.
But you know, that's the best part of my day is when my patients are happy. My gosh.
Yes.
You know, you hear their positive stories and it gives you such a burst of energy to go out and do more for more people. And it's like, wow, you got to listen to what she just told me, you know, okay. You got to listen to what he said.
We got to take a call. So let me just finally say, snap out of it. Make an appointment. Do what's right for you. At least get the information. You're not committed. Get the information. It's free. Then when you have the information, then you can decide what to do. Let's go to Tacoma and talk to Anthony. Anthony, thanks for calling.
Anthony.
Are you there?
Hello.
Anthony?
Hello,
you
sir.
Go, sir. You're there finally? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been waiting for about half an hour, but anyways.
That's okay. You're on the
good
air.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry we weren't faster.
Thousands of people hear you. Yes. Speak. What do you need?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a patient of Dr. Killebrew, who's here in Tacoma, have been for the last 5 years. And I will say that I do believe that he helped me so that I was able to take care of my wife while she suffered with dementia, brain cancer, and lung cancer, and finally passed in December.
So my sorry for your loss.
To you, doctor. Sorry for your loss, too, doctor. I know how tough it is, and I don't know how you do it, but I'm calling for a lady who is a friend, and she lives in Paulsville. She's 90 years old, and she doesn't get your radio station over there. For some reason, I've tried to get her to call or listen to you, but I told her I'd call for her this morning and ask her about her thyroid problem, because she's been developing nodules in her thyroid, which is causing her to have problems with phlegm and breathing. And she's been to a doctor and they want to do surgery, but she's at 90-year-old, risk level, and she's not sure if she could get through it or if there's another way of possibly caring for her condition. Is there something you know of or another type of a process to take care of the nodules in the thyroid?
Well, it depends on what type nodules they are. You know, there are a variety of different nodular disorders in the thyroid, and some of them, in fact, most of them, surgery is the appropriate intervention. The good news is that it's a relatively minor procedure. Doesn't require deep anesthesia, doesn't usually require a major recovery. It's kind of an in and out sort of thing. Because of her age, they almost certainly keep her overnight. But no one would want her to go to bed and stay down very long, because when 90-year-olds go to bed, they get weak real fast. So, you know, we'd want to keep her up and moving as much as we could, as fast as we could. But, you know, the doctor that is working up her thyroid disease, he knows at this point what he's dealing with, what the nodules are. He's probably, you know, done several imaging studies and some biochemistry studies and maybe even a biopsy. And, you know, if he's determined that surgery is the appropriate intervention, I'm certainly not going to say anything else because I don't have any of that information. But all I can do is reassure that it is usually a relatively minor procedure. Now, on one other slight issue, that she can't hear us on the radio from Poulsbo. Does she have a smartphone or a computer or an iPad or something?
She does, yes.
Okay. Have her go on her device and go to the whatever store. If it's an Apple, go to the Apple store. If it's one of the other devices, go to Google store and find KTTH app. And if she downloads the app, she can go on that app and listen to us live anywhere in the world. You don't have to be within radio range. Okay, the app, if she's on Wi-Fi or using data, she can download us and listen to us live, and she can listen to the whole radio station from wherever she is on planet Earth.
KTTH app, okay.
Yep, go to the KTTH app, and that'll do it. Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it.
Quite welcome. But she did have a concern about, you know, maybe if she did go into the surgery that she wouldn't come out because of the anesthetic. But you say it's just relatively minor. It's just
It should be very light anesthesia. Yeah. Usually they do, you know, effectively sedation. They get her kind of what we call a twilight state. Not totally out, not totally awake, just kind of mellowed out and doesn't care what's going on.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Dr. Mixon. I listen to your program whenever I have the time, and I appreciate yours and Jerry's and Dr. Umack's time, too. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. Good luck. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony. And that finishes up hour number one. Hour number one is long gone. However, we have hour number two. Actually, it's number two of 4 hours. And again, if you want to find out where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning, go to our website, lmclinic.com, push the podcast button at the top of the page, and all 4 of our hours will be listed out where we are on the radio dial. In the meantime, go ahead and make your free health analysis appointments. I hope you won't procrastinate any longer. It's easy to do, but it's also easy to take charge. Make a free health analysis appointment. Figure out what your basic health risks are. For goodness sakes, we'd love to do that. Plus, you'll get $100 of free longevity supplements, along with the 2 free tests. Go to lmclinic.com. We'll be back in like 5 seconds.